सफ़े सीधी रखें, मोबाइल फ़ोन बंद कर लें, मिल मिल कर साथी खड़े हो जाएं।
अल्लाहु अकबर। الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر اللہ اکبر. سمع اللہ لمن حمد. اللہ اکبر. اللہ اکبر. اللہ اکبر. اللہ اکبر. اللہ اکبر. سمع اللہ لمن حمد. اللہ اکبر. اللہ اکبر. اللہ اکبر. اللہ اکبر. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اللہ اکبر. استغفر اللہ استغفر اللہ استغفر اللہ استغفر 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 استغفر. السلام
جیسے ظہر میں اعلان کیا تھا، آج کلیکشن پاکستان میں جو ہمارا علاقہ ہے اس میں بہت سی ایسی فیملیاں ہیں کہ جو ضرورت مند اور مستحق فیملیاں ہیں, اور پچھلے کئی سالوں سے آپ حضرات ان کے ساتھ تعاون کرتے ہیں اور اللہ پاک نے آپ کو ذریعہ بنایا ہوا ہے. ان میں سے بعض فیملیوں کا سال بھر کا خرچ نکل جاتا ہے, خصوصاً فوڈ پیکج کی صورت میں. پچھلے سال بھی آپ نے کافی تعاون کیا اور اس سال بھی الحمدللہ ساتھیوں نے تعاون کیا ہے اور مزید ضرورت ہے. تو فوڈ پیکج ایک فیملی کا 40 پاؤنڈ ہے, اور زکوٰۃ صدقات یا فطرانہ وغیرہ جو آپ دیں گے تو انہی فیملیوں پر خرچ ہوگا, اور آپ کا دیا ہوا انشاءاللہ یہ آپ کے لیے نجات کا ذریعہ بنے گا. یہ یاد رکھنا کہ جو بھی جہاں بھی آپ خرچ کرتے ہیں اللہ کے حکم کے مطابق اللہ کے راستے میں, وہ صدقے کی صورت میں ہو, زکوٰۃ کی صورت میں ہو, یا دیگر کسی ضرورت مند کی ضرورت پورا کرنے کی صورت میں ہو, تو یہ آپ کے لیے جہنم سے ڈھال بن جاتا ہے. قرآن کی ایک آیت ہے کہ کل قیامت کے دن جب جہنمی جہنم میں جائیں گے تو ان سے فرشتے پوچھیں گے, قرآن کی آیت ہے, ما سلقکم فی سقر, یہاں سقر میں جہنم میں کیسے پہنچ گئے؟ تو وہ آگے سے کہیں گے, قالوا لم نک من المصلین ولم نک نطعم المسکین, کہ ہم نمازیں بھی نہیں پڑھتے تھے اور مسکینوں کو کھانا بھی نہیں کھلاتے تھے. تو اس سے یہ معلوم ہوا کہ جو مسکینوں کو کھانا کھلاتا ہے, نمازیں پڑھتا ہے, تو یہ جہنم سے ڈھال بن جاتے ہیں. تو یہ انشاءاللہ آپ کا دیا ہوا رائے گاہ نہیں جائے گا. تو ساتھ ہی جاتے ہوئے ضرور تعاون کریں, اور جو اب نہ کر سکے تو وہ تراویح میں کریں, اور ماؤں بہنوں سے گھروں میں ان سے بھی درخواست ہے کہ وہ بھی اپنا کچھ نہ کچھ حصہ ضرور بھیجیں. انشاءاللہ دعا کے بعد مفتی صاحب کا درس ہوگا تو اس میں ساتھی شرکت کریں. یہ ویک اینڈ پہ ان کا درس ہوتا ہے رمضان کے میں, اور خصوصی طور پر رکھا ہے رمضان میں, تو جو خصوصاً نوجوان ہیں تو یہ ضرور بیٹھیں, اور باقی سب ساتھی.
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین, ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنا وفی الآخرۃ حسنا وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزیز یا غفار یا رب العالمین, ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هدیتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة انك انت الوهاب. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين, آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Inshallah, short, quick lesson will take place, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin khatamin nabiyyin. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Alhamdulillah, every Saturday, very briefly inshallah, we don't take too much time up from people's tilawat and people's dhikr, people's dua inshallah. So we will be going through some of the lives or stories or incidents from the lives of the pious people, which inshallah will become a means of motivation for us to maximize and make the most of the blessed month of Ramadan. So last week, as I mentioned, we're going through this kitab. Again, this kitab is filled with so much benefit and so many beneficial points. But I'm only, it's the tip of the iceberg. I'm only giving a few or mentioning a few points from inshallah, from which inshallah we can all derive some form of benefit. So this chapter, the author has established called Ad-Dua. And I thought this is quite pertinent for myself, for all of us. Month of Ramadan is a month of Dua. Dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, Ad-Dua mukhul ibadah. Dua is the essence of all worship. That in ibadah, what we are doing in worship is that we are lowering ourselves, showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the word ibadah, worship. From abdun, servant, so ibadah is servitude. So although we translate it as worship, it's servitude. And the greatest form of servitude is lowering oneself, humbling oneself, showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I didn't deserve this honor. That you are Rabbul Alameen, the creator of the entire universe. You could have chosen anyone for your worship. You have billions and billions of angels who are busy in your worship. There are some angels who, since you created them, they have been prostrate, they have been in sajda, and they will continue to remain in sajda till the day of Qiyamah. There are some angels who are busy in the state of ruku'. And this is one of the amazing things about our salah, that all the different ibadahs of the angels have been combined in our salah. Some angels are busy with qiyam, standing, some angels are busy with ruku', some angels are busy with sujood, and all of that has been combined into a special multi-faceted salah, and it's been given to us. So subhanAllah, we are combining the ibadah of all the angels. But the point is, Allah Ta'ala can choose anyone. So Allah Ta'ala has given me the opportunity. So a person should have humility, servitude, and one of the greatest forms of servitude is expressed in dua. So this chapter is established and he brings a few statements, so I'll start with some of them. First, he brings the virtues of dua, and then he brings some of the etiquettes of dua and mentioning an incident from the lives of the pious, showing or highlighting how they fulfill this etiquette of dua. So he mentions fadlu dua, the virtues of dua. An Ummi Darda'i radiallahu anha qalat, كان لأبي الدرداء ستون وثلاثمائة خليل في الله يدعو لهم في الصلاة فقلت له في ذلك فقال إنه ليس رجل يدعو لأخيه في الغيب إلا وكل الله به ملكين يقولان ولك بمثل أفلا أرغب أن تدعو لي الملائكة سبحان الله. You know this hadith we always hear, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the asra'u du'a'i ijabatan, the du'a which is accepted the fastest is da'watul ghaibin li ghaibin, is the du'a that you do for a person who is not there, for your Muslim brother, for your Muslim sister, for the Muslims of the entire world. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the specific narration is not coming to my mind, that whoever says Allahumma ghfir lil mu'mineena wal mu'minat, if you say, oh Allah, forgive, you know, a certain Muslim, or forgive a certain male or female Muslim, the angels make that dua for you multiple times. So if you say, oh Allah, forgive all the Muslim men and all the Muslim women, so many angels will be making dua on behalf of every single Muslim for you. So this dua is so powerful. Da'watu ghaibin li ghaibin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, fastest dua to be accepted. Ummu Darda radiallahu anha is the wife of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anha, the great Sahabi. She mentions that my husband Abu Darda, in each salah, after each salah, he would make dua for 360 people. Khalilin fillahi, people that he used to love for the sake of Allah. 360 of them, by name, he would make dua for them after each salah. So I said to him, you know, فَقُلْتَ لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ, I asked him about this. Why every single salah you have to make dua for 360 people? And he's a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, that any person who makes dua for his brother behind his back, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints two angels who say, وَلَكَ بِمِثْلٍ, that may you get the same dua that you made for your fellow Muslim brother. Two angels. So أَفَلَا أَرْغَبُ أَن تَدْعُوا لِيَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, should I not, you know, desire this, that the angels make dua for me? SubhanAllah, taking so seriously the dua of the angels. You know, I was reading one of the incidents here, I thought I was not going to mention it. But one of the pious people, you know, he was stuck somewhere. And he said to his angels, he said, angels, make dua for me. And Imam al-Zahabi has brought it to show, you know, how seriously and how much importance they gave to the dua of the angels, because it's something very special. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, whoever's ameen coincides with the ameen of the angels, all of their sins will be forgiven. When the Imam said, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, ameen. And the famous, I mentioned this last time in Fadail al-A'mal, Shaykh al-Hadith Mu'ana Zakariya, rahmatullahi, brings that person, pious person, he missed the Zuhar Salah with Jama'at, so he made up for it by reading that same Zuhar Salah 26, 27 times. And then at night he saw in a dream someone saying, what about the ameen of the angels? You've compensated, you thought, okay, you've done that salah 26, 27 times, you've performed that salah. What about the ameen of the angels? You can't get that from anywhere. So, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, 360 people, khalilin fillahi, beloved people that he loved for the sake of Allah, he would make dua for them after each salah. And then he brings some of the etiquettes of dua. I want to go through them, so I don't want to delay on each point. First one is al-khushu'u fihi. One of the most important etiquettes in dua is that you have to have full devotion inside of dua, that you cannot be distracted. Like you have khushu' in salah, you know, sometimes people make dua and it's like this. Dua has to be, you know, you're fully zoned in. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the night of Badr, the way Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making dua, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu became scared. Ya Rasulullah, you need to stop now. Inshallah, Allah ta'ala will surely accept your dua. So devoted to the dua, crying and beseeching. So he brings the incident. He says, قَالَ الْقَعْنَبِيُّ سَمِعْتُ مَالِكًا يَقُولُ كَانَ عَامِرُ بْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ يَقِفُ عِنْدَ مَوْضِعِ الْجَنَائِزِ يَدْعُوا عَلَيْهِ قَطِيفَةٌ فَتَسْقُطُ وَمَا يَشْعُرُ. Like I said, these are just snippets from the lives of different people. He says that Amir bin Abdullah, rahimahullah, he would stand at the place where the janazas would happen. So obviously, I mentioned this before, janazas should happen outside the masjid. It is makruh for janazah to take place in the masjid. And it's quite severely disliked actually for janazah to take place in a masjid without a valid reason. So normally the janazas take place outside of the masjid. So this Sayyidina Amir bin Abdullah, he would stand at the place where janazas were normally performed, and he would remember his own janazah. Time will come when I will die. And he would cry so much and make dua so with so much attention and so much focus that he would be wearing a shawl. His shawl would fall off his body, he wouldn't even realize. And he's trying to say, so he's brought this as an example of how much, you know, devoted they would be inside of their dua. They couldn't be distracted. It's like munajat, sargoshi. That it's me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, private time. I same way as in salah, similarly in dua. And then he mentions another of the etiquettes of dua is al-ilhah, meaning begging, beseeching. You know, not just simple dua, but begging and crying. Says عن مورق قال ممتلأت غضبا قط. No, sorry. إلحاح is begging and persisting, not giving up. And this incident I was telling my wife last night. Subhanallah. One of the pious people, he says ممتلأت غضبا قط. This is one of his, mashallah, subhanallah, beautiful qualities. He says, Alhamdulillah, I have never become filled with anger. I've always managed to control my anger. And then the second thing he says is ولقد سألت الله حاجة منذ 20 سنة. And I have been asking Allah Ta'ala for something for the last 20 years. I have been asking Allah Ta'ala for something. And he's not saying it as fakhr, as a form of pride. He's saying it as a form of appreciating Allah's blessings upon him. He says, I have been asking Allah Ta'ala for something for the last 20 years. فَمَا شَفَّعَنِي فِيهَا. Allah Ta'ala has not yet given me that thing. وَمَا سَئِمْتُ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ. However, I have not become tired from making dua. For 20 years I've been making dua for something. I know Allah Ta'ala has not yet given me that thing, but Alhamdulillah, I'm not yet tired from making dua. I'm going to carry on asking. So you know the persistency. When the time comes, Allah Ta'ala will give it. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't give it in this dunya, Allah will give it in the akhirah, in the form of great, amazing reward. That a person will say, I wish all my du'as were not accepted left for the akhirah. Oh Allah Ta'ala, many calamities in this dunya would have come in my life. Allah Ta'ala will remove them. One way or the other, there is no, you know, we're not losing out. And then he mentions the third point. So first etiquette was khushu', being very devoted in your dua. Second one was persistence. Don't stop. People say, ah, mere dua to kiya tha na. I made dua. That's it, I've given up. He's saying, 20 years I did dua, I still didn't give up. And I'm not going to give up. Alhamdulillah, I'm not bored. I'm going to carry on. I enjoy my dua. And the third etiquette is al-itala, making your duas long. Making your duas long. And he mentions some incidents. عن مالك قال رب من صرف عامر بن عبد الله بن الزبير من العتمة فيعرض له الدعاء فلا يزال يدعو إلى الفجر. He mentions about Sayyidina Amir bin Abdullah bin Zubair. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, famous Sahabi. His son is Amir. He mentions that at times he would finish from the Isha Salah. Atama is called Isha Salah. فيعرض له الدعاء. And after Isha he would start his dua. فلا يزال يدعو إلى الفجر. He would continue to make dua all the way till the time of Fajr. So look how lengthy the dua. We do dua for 2 minutes and we think, I don't know what else to say. But when the pious people make dua, they're talking. It's not formality, it's talking, it's begging, it's asking from Allah. This is the position for which my Allah created me, a position of servitude. And if I fulfill that position of servitude in the best possible manner, my Allah will become pleased with me. Position of servitude is the greatest position. Subhanalladhi asra bi 'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram. Allah Ta'ala mentions Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beautiful sifa, he calls him quality, he calls him 'abd, my servant. The position of servitude and ubudiyyah is the highest position. Dakhala Musa al-Kadhim masjid Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasajada sajdatan fi awwal al-layl. mentioned about Sayyidina Musa Kazim. He was from the great pious awliya, saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Sadat, from the family tree of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That on one occasion he entered the masjid at the start of the night. فَسُّمِعَ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ فِي سُجُودِهِ. And it could be heard that he was saying in his sajda, عَظُمَ الذَّنْبُ عِنْدِي. Ya Allah, my sins have become very great. فَلْيَحْسُنِ الْعَفُّ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ. Ya Allah, please shower me with your forgiveness. يَا أَهْلَ التَّقْوَى وَيَا أَهْلَ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. O the one who is the possessor of taqwa, meaning O the one who grants taqwa and O the one who grants forgiveness. فَجَعَلَ يُرَدِّدُهَا. In his sajda, he kept repeating it, حَتَّى أَصْبَحَ, all the way till Fajr time. In sajda, dua, one dua. One dua. It's not even multiple du'as, one du'a. You know that persistency. Ya Allah, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this. I'm not giving up. Until the heart, that's what some pious people talk about. How do you know the du'a is accepted? They say when the heart becomes raqiq, when your heart becomes so soft, and tears stream down your eyes, and then the heart becomes broken by that du'a, you know that inshallah the sign that du'a is accepted. But that's not going to happen in the first time. Keep asking, keep asking, keep asking. Use the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use the different forms of Durood Sharif. And he's brought a whole chapter here mentioning different du'as the pious people would use. But we don't have time for that. So that's the third one. What was it? Lengthening the du'as. And then he brings the fourth one. The fourth adab of du'a is اِقْتِفَاءُ طَرِيقَةِ دُعَاءِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. That following the methodology that the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam used when making du'a. And he brings the example, he says, عَنِ ابْنِ وَهْبٍ سُئِلَ مَالِكٌ عَنِ الدَّاعِي يَقُولُ يَا سَيِّدِي. Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, the great imam, was asked, you know, there's a person making dua and he calls out, يَا سَيِّدِي, O my master, which is accurate, Allah Ta'ala is our master. Sayyidina Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, يُعْجِبُنِي دُعَاءُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا. He said, I prefer and I love the dua of the prophets, which was رَبَّنَا. In the Quran, so many. Rabbana, Rabbi, Rabbi. You see, all the Anbiya alayhi salam, they make dua, Rabbana. So we see that these are the best or better wordings to be used. And the fifth etiquette, he brings Raf'ul Yadain. So the fourth one, trying to emulate the dua of the prophets. Subhanallah, who was a greater arif of Allah? Who recognized Allah Ta'ala more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam and more than the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? When their duas, they are saying, Rabbana, Rabbi, our Lord, our Rabb. So we should emulate their du'as, memorize their du'as, even if we don't remember the Arabic, at least see what they asked for. See what they asked for and then ask for the similar in our own language, in English, in Urdu. And the fifth adab he mentions is Raf'ul Yadain, lifting the hands. And he brings a long narration, I'm not going to mention the narration, but I just found it so beautiful, the whole narration I'm not going to read. That a particular person, subhanallah, he gave his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he did so many different hardships he went through, he was struck by arrows and he passed away. So he said to his brother, he said to Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya ibn Akhi, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm dying now, but I want you to go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want you to pass my salam to him, convey my salam to him, and I want you to tell him or ask him, yastaghfiru li, to seek forgiveness for me, make dua for me. So he went, Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and when he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Wa akhbartu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Tawadda'a. First Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed wudu. Thumma rafa'a yadayhi. Then he lifted his hands. And then he said, Allahumma ghfir li ubaydika Abi Amir. O Allah, forgive your small servant Abu Amir. And then Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, the narrator, he's saying, Hatta ra'aytu bayada ibitayhi. Until I could see the whiteness of his armpits. He lifted his arms, his hands so high. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ja'alhu yawm al-qiyamati fawqa kathirin min khalqik. O Allah, raise him on the day of qiyamah above many of your other creation. Meaning give him a very high status on the day of qiyamah. So Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari is thinking, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just done wudu and he's lifted his hand and he's making dua, let me ask for myself. So he says, فَقُلْتُ وَلِيَ يَا رَسُولَّ. I said, please make dua for me as well, O Messenger of Allah. You made such a beautiful dua for my brother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, made dua, Allahumma ghfir li Abdullah ibn Qais dhanbahu. O Allah, forgive Abdullah ibn Qais. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, his name was Abdullah ibn Qais. O Allah, forgive his sins. Wa adkhilhu yawm al-qiyamati mudkhalan kareema. And enter him on the day of qiyamah in a very noble entry, meaning into Jannatul Firdaus. So again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dua, lifted his hands very high. Another one or two examples, inshallah. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Usama bin Zayd narrates from his father, Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu anhu, Hibbun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love him so much, Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd. That when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very ill, I'm not going to read the Arabic, myself and the people of Medina, we rushed. We heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very ill, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving the dunya. Lamma thaqula. Everyone realized that these are the final moments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And myself and all the people of Medina, everyone rushed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hujra. So I entered, وَقَدْ أَصْمَتَ فَلَا يَتَكَلَّمُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by this time was silent, he wasn't talking. However, فَجَعَلَ يَضَعُ يَدَيْهِ عَلَيَّ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand on me. When he saw me, Usama bin Zayd coming in, he put his hand on me, and then he lifted his hand like this. And then I realized, فَأَعْرِفُ أَنَّهُ يَدْعُوا لِي. I realized that he was making dua for me. The final moment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua for Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd. But again, the point to emphasize is lifting hands, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then another one or two incidents again about how the pious people would make dua for a very long time with their hands lifted. Or Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. You know Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, a great Khalifa. But subhanAllah, his wife, Fatima bint Abdul Malik, once someone said to her that, you know what, I've not seen, once someone said to Fatima bint Abdul Malik, the wife of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, that I've never seen anyone who performed more salah or more fasting than Mughira, than a specific person. So she said, you know what, I've not seen anyone more pious than my own husband. And then she gives an example. She says, وَمَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَشَدَّ فَرَقًا مِنْ رَبِّهِ مِنْهُ. I've never seen anyone more fearful of Allah than him, my husband, Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. And then she gives an example. كَانَ إِذَا صَلَّى الْعِشَى. When he would perform Isha, then he would stay in his masjid, and then he would lift his hands, فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَبْكِي. And he would continue to cry in dua until he would fall asleep. And then he would wake up and he would continue to cry in dua until again he would fall asleep. يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ لَيْلَهُ أَجْمَعَ. He would do this his entire night till Fajr. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the Khalifa of the time, the leader of the Muslims. SubhanAllah. And finally, the last point, last adab of dua, the fifth one was this one, raising your hands when making dua. And the sixth one is التَّوَاضُعُ فِيهِ. When you make dua, don't think of yourself as special. And this is not just in dua, and this is myself as well. That we are nothing. Okay? Out of all of Allah's creation, I am the most insignificant. And how he brings this is with the example, quite beautifully. He mentions that جَاءَ إِلَىٰ أَبُو مُعَاوِيَةَ الْأَسْوَدِ جَمَعَةً. Someone came to Sayyidina Aswad. Imam Aswad was a great imam, student of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, tabi'i, leading tabi'i. Someone came to him and they said, اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ لَنَا. A group of people, and they said, oh Imam, please make dua for us. You know what he said? He said, Allahumma arhamni bihim. Oh Allah, please have mercy on me because of these people. So rather than, I'm a pious person, you come to make dua for me, you ask me to make dua for you, I say, oh Allah, please forgive you. Inshallah, a person can do this with tawadu. But look at his level of tawadu, that I'm not a person to be asking dua from. So rather than him saying, oh Allah, please forgive these people, first he said, oh Allah, please forgive me because of these people, through these people, that these people are better than me. And then he said, وَلَا تَحْرِمْهُمْ بِي. And oh Allah, please do not deprive them of goodness because of me. Look at his tawadu in his dua. Oh Allah, please have rahmah upon me because of these pious people. And please, oh Allah, don't deprive them of your rahmah because of me. Are we understanding the level of tawadu in his dua? That I am nothing. And it says, tawadu is in Surah Al-Fatiha. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. The scholars talk about, why is it the na, us? It's me talking to Allah. It should be, oh Allah, guide me to the straight path. Only you do I worship, only you do I ask for. So why we? Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioned, reason for that is tawadu. That, oh Allah, I am nothing special. So I am hiding behind all the pious people of your ummah, saying, oh Allah, please have rahmah upon everyone. And at the same time, I'm in between them somewhere. Please, oh Allah, also guide me as well. And those are the six adab. And finally, just one point, I'll finish with this. Al-dhunubu tamna'u al-ijabah. Mentions that sins are one of the main reasons for du'as not being accepted. A person sins. A person is doing sin, they're not stopping their sin, but they're saying, why is my du'a not being accepted? قَالَ يَحْيَى بْنُ مُعَاذٍ لَا تَسْتَبُطِئُ الْإِجَابَةَ وَقَدْ سَدَدْتَ طَرِيقَهَا بِالذُّنُوبِ. يَحْيَى بْنُ مُعَاذٍ, a great wali of Allah, al-Razi رحمه الله, he says, don't say, why is my du'a not being accepted? Why is it taking so long? whereas you have blocked the path of your dua with sins. You have blocked the path of your dua with sins. You yourself are not allowing your dua to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, month of Ramadan is a month of dua. Mention these few points, I thought inshallah can help us all, encourage us all, motivate us all, that we spend as much free time as we have in dua. Lift our hands, make dua. And subhanAllah, there are so many dua books. You know, Mukhtasar Hizbul Azam is an amazing book. Munajat Maqbul, so many books that the pious people have written of du'as and of Durood Sharif. Read them. If a person says, you know, I don't know the wording, subhanAllah, read from these books. So many du'as, you can spend 20 minutes, 25 minutes reading Munajat Maqbul. This time is a time of tiredness, we don't have much energy. Some people can't push themselves to make much tilawa. So very calmly, casually sit down and do lots of du'a. And this time after Asr, you know, another one of the great Sahaba, Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajma'in, it's mentioned about it. It's one of the points here that there was never a day after Asr where he would not sit in dua till Maghrib. From Asr till Maghrib, he would every single day. Obviously, Friday we know is a day of Ijabah, but every day after Asr he would sit between in dua till Maghrib. So inshallah, we utilize this time for dua. And if we have main, one of the main du'as is, Ya Allah, please forgive all of my sins. We make dua for tawbah, istighfar, forgiveness of sins, and then the pathway to acceptance of other du'as opens. Make a firm intention to not go back towards any other sin, especially after the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we are ready for this. But I give myself all the best. Subhanallah.